Welcome to the Married and Naked podcast. I'm Tammy, founder of the blog Married and Naked, certified sexuality coach and speaker.
And I'm Joel, TV host, motivational speaker, and the guinea pig to the lessons you're about to learn.
We're high school sweethearts married over 2 decades, and we're on a mission to help you create the marriage you desire and deserve. Let's get naked. Welcome to the Married and Naked podcast. Hi, everybody. Hi, Joel. You just stayed quiet. I expected you to jump in. Sorry.
No, I was waiting for everybody to say, hey, Tammy, Joel,
I heard
how you
doing? I heard him.
You heard him? Yes, that was good. Hey, baby girl. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right. It is unique for us to record multiple podcasts in one day. We're normally like a one podcaster a day. And of course, when you talk to, I'm air quoting, professional podcasters, they bang out like 5 to 10 of these in one day. That's not something you and I normally do because there's a lot of energy, effort, and thought that goes into each one of these. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, but I'm feeling a little self-conscious because you just told me I have something in my teeth.
Tammy!
And I can't focus. Is it still there?
It's one over. There you go. I think you're almost... No. Went back. Back. This is terrible. I'm so sorry,
listener.
I just
had a sandwich with, you know, like seeded bread. And it gets stuck in my teeth and I'm so self-conscious. And then sure enough.
Okay. Well, while she's dealing with obviously important issues that nobody can see right now because we're not recording these just yet.
You can.
I can't. Well, that's okay. I can tolerate you having something there, babe. It's okay.
It's still there?
No, you got it. You got it, babe.
Okay. This is a day of podcasting for us. And I know that you were saying that's what podcasters do, right? They just knock out multiple in one day. But for us, that's really difficult because it's not our only job. You know, we have lots of other stuff, other businesses that we run. So a lot of times the podcast has to come second or third or fourth or fifth or whatever to the things that we're doing. But one of the things that I did want to work on this year was being more consistent with the podcast because it is something that we really enjoy doing. I love offering help and I love being there for our listeners, but even more than that, I love sitting here with you when we're clicking and we're having a good time. I really enjoy that. So I'm hoping this new strategy works for us and it helps us be a little bit more consistent because I know that that's something that listeners are looking for. They want regular podcast episodes from us and we want to give that.
I love doing this because it is like, it's therapy for us. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's wonderful for us. And I get to listen to your wisdom all the time and learn from it. But it also is extremely humbling and satisfying and gratifying all at once to look at how you guys are listening to us as well. So thank you guys so much. So yeah, we're, as Tammy said, her goal this year was to really deliver and be more consistent and offer more value to you guys who have been paying attention. So thank you guys so much for the support.
Yeah, we love you guys. We love you a lot. So thank you.
Yeah. So again, a little bit different. Multiple podcasts. We're our second podcast in the same day. And, mm-hmm. and you know,
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Took a lunch break.
Yeah. This one's an interesting one for us too. An interesting topic to tackle, I think.
Well, tell us about what we're going to be talking about today, Joel, and what brought about this particular topic for you.
Yeah, I would say that if you do any type of business or if you work in any type of industry, you're always looking to see who else is in that industry, who else is in that business. And for us, it's no different. So we want to know who the other voices are out there that are talking about marriage and so on. And I came across a TikTok channel called The McCabe Life, and I hope I'm saying their name correct because it's their last name, McCabe Life, and they've got a really strong following on there. And their number one, you know how you pin a video on the top of TikTok? Their number one video on TikTok is about, does your spouse always turn things sexual? And it's got, at the time I'm reading this, it has 5.1 million views.
What did you think when you saw that video and a thought as to, oh, maybe this would be a good topic? What were you thinking about that particular video that you thought would be good for us to talk about?
I think what rang true for me in this video was I just feel like it's, wow, you know, it's nothing I ever thought about as a guy in our relationship early on.
Okay, well, you know what I'm realizing before we go into that, because we're kind of assuming people have seen it.
So the summation of the video is this. The husband is hugging his wife. He's now then putting his hands on her butt and turning it sexual versus just a simple hug or simple act of affection.
Yes, they're going in to give each other hug and kiss. And in that, he grabs her butt and she pushes him away and saying, why does everything have to be turned sexual? That's essentially what the video is.
After seeing this video, I just thought it would be a good topic for us to tackle because it was very close to home. I mean, it rang true that we've dealt with this in our own relationship, similar things like this in our own relationship.
Yeah. After looking at like the comments of the videos and watching women who have stitched this video, I think this rings very true for women, not just wives, but women, this feeling that everything somehow turns back to sex. So the question is, does your spouse always turn things sexual? And examples of that is just as we were describing, when they give you a hug or you give them a hug, they grab your ass, they grab your boobs. When you're talking to them and they turn like ordinary conversation into sexual meanings, or when you're just like snuggling and they're like fondling sensitive areas, those are some examples of what we're talking about here. And, you know, I think this does ring true for us. And we have dealt with this in the past to where I have felt that my value in our relationship is wrapped up in sex, that I don't have a lot of value outside of it because somehow, you know, most conversations would come back to that, or most arguments would come back to that, or conversations somehow get turned into that. And I think what happens, and I think what this woman is showing in this, is that it makes women, or I'll just speak for myself, it made me feel kind of, I guess, a little used, and that what was most important to you was my ability to provide that for you, or most important to you was my body. And with that feeling built some resentment in that area.
Yeah, without a doubt. Although, can I counter that? I don't want to sit here and speak for all men, because yes, if you read the comments
or all women. Yes.
Because if you read the comments on these videos, a huge portion of the men that are commenting on this video are not the same kind of man that I would ever associate with or ever want to be around.
Well, I think, you know, I was trying to prepare for this podcast.
Yeah.
And I just have kept running into challenges and figuring out how we go about talking about this. And I think really the answer that I've come to is that we just talk about it. And I don't necessarily have some great big grand lesson, but it has been personal to us. But as I was preparing for it, I was going into diving into TikTok. What would you call that?
Rabbit
the
hole.
Deeps.
The
deep dark of TikTok. And watching some of the stitches that have been done with this particular post. And I was watching them, I was preparing for them, and then I got so fed up and so exhausted by it, I took off last night to go get food, and I didn't tell you, I just out the door. And then you call me and you're like, are you okay? Like, what's going on?
I was standing at, we have an overlook where I can see you leaving the house, and I'm looking out second story, and I'm looking, and I could tell you, I don't know, I could tell in the car, you were upset at something. I said, hey, what's going on? Where are you going? I didn't know you were leaving right now. And then?
Yeah, I just said I was trying to prep for this episode, feeling so angry by the comments that I was seeing by men that it just overwhelmed me. It just made me feel terrible that there are men out there that will say things like, well, if you don't let him do that to you, then he's just going to go and do it to another woman. And that man after man, yep, that's right. Yep. It's the message that our body, my body, women's bodies are somehow men's domain, and that we should just put up with it, even if it makes us uncomfortable, for the sake of what? Keeping our marriage together, or for the sake of not hurting our spouse's feelings or whatever that is, or for because they've made us suddenly feel like, oh, if we don't allow that all the time, then they're going to leave us. It just made me so angry that that was the message that was coming out of this very, I think, important discussion between husband and wife of boundaries, of what makes you feel comfortable or not comfortable. And I think it is an important discussion and one we've had and we've made adjustments to. But to go down and see it just go down that road of this, I don't like using this word all the time because it is used, overused, but this misogynistic view that our bodies are not our own, it made me so angry. I was just like, I got to get out of here. I was boiling. And then you were reminding me that that's not every guy.
No, that's not most guys. No. That's not right. Most husbands you're out right. there.
And that we are not talking to those people. Those people are not the people that are listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
The people that are listening to this podcast are people who really want to work to improve their marriage, who have respect for their spouses, who are a team and want to figure things out. We're not talking to the ones that are disrespectful or throwing up threats like that, or I don't know how to describe it all, but came to realize that I needed to make a switch in my mindset and realize that's not who we're addressing.
Yeah, there's plenty of other podcasts and YouTube shows and videos out there for those kind of people. We are not that. No one's going to ever stop.
And nor do I believe our listeners are either.
No one's ever going to stop on this podcast that has that attitude and think, oh yeah, I'm going to gain more of that here. Mm-hmm. So, and it's the internet. You know what I mean? It's just another form of the internet. Anyone sitting behind a computer can make any comment they want without any recourse. My guess is this. Those people who are making those comments are one or two people. Number one, they're not in relationships. Or number two, they're not in healthy relationships.
Yeah.
That's my guess, because nobody in a healthy relationship that I know, that we talk to, would ever feel that way. Oh, well, that's, leave her. Some of the comments you were saying back to me, or he's going to go find it elsewhere. Come on. That's not a healthy relationship.
Yeah, I think the thing to remember is there's two camps, because there is the camp of relationships where there is constant rejection, or there's constant lack of sex, maybe sexless marriages where there's a lot of feeling of rejection. I think what's coming out of a lot of people's mouths is, I feel rejected a lot. And that's an example of. So when they see that video, they're seeing a woman rejecting their spouse. What I see is a woman just trying to set some boundaries for herself and saying, I'm uncomfortable when you do that all the time. Can we set up boundaries? So I see there are a lot of hurt men that are probably voicing their opinion for whatever reason, feeling rejected by their spouse or girlfriend or previous relationships. And that's how it's coming out as rejection. And there are many marriages where I'm sure that's the case. Every time you try to go and hug your spouse, you're rejected. Every time you try to kiss, you're rejected. I really want to caution that I'm not dismissing that in a relationship. If that is where your relationship is, this is a different conversation. We're not talking about rejection here. We're not talking about she never gives it to me. We're not talking about that. Do you know what I mean?
No, I totally know what you mean.
Let's talk about our own experience around this and how it presented itself.
Seeing this video, what rang true to me was I couldn't help but think that boundaries in a relationship are very important. And in our own relationship, you and I started as a couple as we were teenagers. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know anything. We had nothing.
Right.
We are first in everything, which is both beautiful and sometimes it created bad habits because we didn't know what was too much. I didn't know if I was pushing too much.
We didn't know what we liked and didn't like.
We didn't know what we liked and didn't like. And we had nothing to compare it to. Mm-hmm. So, but seeing that, the initial one where he's going to grab her, but I know I feel like my hand's always on your butt when I go to hug you. I don't know that you've ever said, don't do that. But I'm also not fondling it. You correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, let's be honest here. Am I always?
I said, let's be honest, because this is, we have not really prepped for this in any way. We just wanted to have a conversation. I do feel like, and we have addressed this many times, but if I am going in for a hug and a kiss, and every time that were to happen, it is a butt grab or grabbing other areas, rubbing the breast or whatever it is, that makes me feel like I don't have value outside of my body. I don't like that all the time. I don't mind it occasionally when we're being like really flirty. I like that because I think to me that's saying the door is open for that. And I think that's where, as you're saying, we were growing up, we didn't know how to set any boundaries. And with my personality type, I still struggle with voicing things that make me uncomfortable. Just like you saying, I don't know that that bothers you because I don't ever really say it. If it does, I just, you know, I let it go. It's not a big deal. And what I'm noticing in watching a lot of the stitches, watching a lot of things, is that's what happens. We let it go for the sake of our relationship, which is fine and to a certain extent, right? But when we feel like we don't have a voice in it, we don't know how to voice it, we're afraid to voice it because, as others say, you know, it'll make your spouse leave you, then it doesn't really allow for this like give and take of a relationship and building boundaries. And as we've gone on in our relationship, we've learned there are certain boundaries. For me, the one that relates to this a little bit is that I need to have love outside of sex. And I think that's what this video is saying. And that's what a lot of the women are saying. So I have learned to share with you that I really need time with you without that. I need to feel loved and valued for more than sex, for more than my body. And that's something that we've really worked on in the last probably couple of years that we've come to a good realization on. We've talked in past episodes about how my love language is quality time. That means quality time without sex. That's what makes me feel loved, because with it, and I mean, this isn't always, but with it, it doesn't make me feel like I'm getting what I need from you. Does that make sense? So
it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
We're coming at this in a couple different ways because it's real talk right here. And seeing that, it rang true because you and I have had such deep, real discussions about what your needs really are, and hearing what your quality time need, your love language is, mine is touch and yours is quality time. And those two are on not opposite ends, but they're at different ends of the need spectrum. And understanding that about you means we go out on dates and there's no pressure. We spend time together and there's no pressure.
Or we kind of take that off the table.
We take it off the table. Yeah. And there's a give and a take. And then there's other times where you basically put a green light up on and saying, hey, it's on, mm-hmm. you know, like with respect, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Everything's with respect here. I think that's the biggest thing about this video. And it's not even so much the video as it was on all the comments that really sent you down the rabbit holes. It's about the lack of respect.
Yeah.
You know, as teenagers growing up, we didn't know anything, but I've learn to be respectful. I'm not going to mess up. But if you tell me, and the more you're telling me like, oh, sometimes it might be my hand on your butt is not good. Geez, I need to hear that. I need to know that because I freaking respect you. And I want you to feel respected. I want you to feel like your value is not just in sex.
Yeah. I think the thing to understand is that the groping, the grabbing, the throwing in the sexual innuendo all the time, it communicates the message that I'm not thinking about you. I'm thinking about myself. It feels like a selfish move to where you're not considering your spouse. You're voicing physically your needs, what you want. And if that's what's happening all the time, it feels like a very one-sided relationship. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
It does.
It can make your partner feel unloved and unvalued when that's what's happening. And I think women, me, I'm an emotional being. What I need is to feel emotionally bonded. What you need is to feel physically bonded. the physical bonding helps you feel the emotional bonding, right?
Yes.
And for me, it's the other way around. The emotional bonding then helps me lead to physical bonding. So if it's always on your side, I lose that ability to feel that emotional bond. And it feels like we're just taking care of you. We're not taking care of me and my needs. And so when you're coming at me doing what you're doing, it's again sending the message, your needs are more valuable than mine. That's how it makes me feel. You can go in circles with this, because if I don't feel emotionally bonded to you, I don't have a sense of desire for what you want to feel emotionally bonded to me, which is that sexual connection. So you can just go round and round. And I think often these kinds of situations are what will lead to a sexless marriage, because neither is getting what they need. It's a huge, huge problem if you're not giving me what I need and I'm not giving you what you need. And we're just at this big standstill because we don't know how to work within those needs and set some boundaries and work together to meet each other's needs and find some kind of happy middle. It's one of the biggest challenges of marriage.
For us, this one, like you said, in the last few years has been really eye-opening for me. By touching you or groping you or whatever word you want to put in there, if it is making you feel in a way to where your value is lost in sex, then I clearly am not doing something right. And I need to be able to have your voice elevated, or you need to elevate your voice at that point. And you did, and you have, so that I can hear it, understand it, even if I don't like it. If it bothers you, or if you're not comfortable, and it leads to you not fulfilling your cup and getting what you need, then that's where the work has to be done in the marriage.
And I think it's really important to note that I'm not discrediting your need in any way for that physical touch.
No, but it's almost like I'm discrediting yours.
Right. I understand you need that. I understand the strong need for sex, for connection. I understand that. And my goal is never to make you think that that's not valuable to me as well. And I think that that's the message a lot of men are seeing, is that, well, if I'm saying don't grab my ass, then that means I don't want you and I don't want any of that and get away from me. You know, like that's not the message that we're trying to say, and nor is that the message I would ever want you to feel or receive, because I respect you and your needs, and you are a physical person and you do need that physical connection. And I love having that physical connection with you. But also, I need the time without it so that I am fulfilling, as you said, my cup as well, and we're not just fulfilling yours. One of the messages here is that you have to be able to talk about these things. And as you said, like my voice was quiet for a long time about a lot of things around our sex life, because when we did share, or it would typically be around an argument, and then it would be really ugly, and then I would be like, okay, I can't talk about that. So we've improved our communication skills so that we can have some of these really hard conversations, because it's hard to tell you know what, I don't really like it when you do that. That makes me feel like uncomfortable, or it makes me feel undervalued, or it makes me feel like all you want me for is sex. Those are hard things to say, and I know they don't feel good to receive either. But in order to have the relationship we want to have, which is really open and honest, where we both have equal voice, where we both feel equally loved and appreciated, and that all of our needs matter, we have to talk about those things. And I have to be able to say when it's not working for me, or when I need something different. And you need to say the same thing, which you do when you're feeling disconnected from me physically, or you're feeling like you haven't gotten what you need. You need to be able to say that as well. So my goal in bringing this up is not to say you don't ever meet your man's needs, or him wanting from you is not okay. That's not what I'm saying. We all have needs. The goal in a marriage is to really work to meet each other's needs. But women, I think, often feel, at least for me, I often felt like my job was just to do what you wanted me to do, because you're the man and you're the one that needs the sex and that's how I'm going to keep my marriage good. And it's such an unhealthy way to move through a relationship in that one person gets to dominate. Who's to say your needs are more important than mine? And that if I don't need it as often to you as you, why is that not important as well? So we have different needs. And what we've been working on and what we still are challenged with all the time is how do we come to the middle so that we're each feeling that our needs are getting met to the best of our ability.
I think the thing that just jumps off the out of the microphones with this is that respect. You've got to be able to have enough respect to be selfless in your relationship. And you know, for somebody like me, that's definitely a harder thing to do than somebody like you. You are very selfless. And I have not and have proven not to be in our relationship from time to time. And around this topic in particular, unfortunately, you felt like you were broken mm-hmm. because you didn't have the same sexual needs and desires that I did. And what a horrible thing to have felt. But we didn't know.
And because of that, both of us felt like your needs were more important than mine.
Exactly.
Because you had the desire that was strong. And I didn't.
Exactly. And that's
so we
horrible.
Leaned towards whatever you wanted, and what I wanted or needed got quieter.
Yeah. And maybe I shouldn't say it's horrible. We just didn't know.
Yeah.
It's ignorance is right. What it was. But continuing to want to improve our relationship and live happily ever after, there has to be that respect, number one. And then it has to be that change through understanding.
One thing I thought was really interesting when I was watching the stitches with this video was one woman that did a stitch with it, and she said the woman in the video that her love language wasn't touch, and that's why she was kind of pushing it away, and his was. But she argued that her love language was touch, actually. It just wasn't sexual touch. So it made me think when you were bringing up our love languages now, how I like quality time. You like touch. I wonder if I would be more inclined to have the love language of touch if the touch wasn't a touch of need. And I think that's a lot of the message that I had throughout our early years of our marriage is that if you are approaching for a hug or a kiss or whatever, that means you need from me. Yeah. And the more that came about, the less I wanted, the more I retreated, because I always felt like there was something needed from me. And even though we had a great sex life, that those approaches for affection weren't reciprocated to you, because I would kind of caught up in my, I don't want to have to give. I don't want to have to give to your needs. So I think I backed away from it more and more and more, to where it eventually got, you walk into the room and I'm tense, or you sit down on the couch next to me and I'm feeling like, oh, he wants something from me.
Yeah.
And I know that those are still hard things to talk about. I can see it on your face. It doesn't feel good. But I think
I just feel so bad. I just like, I wish we would have known, you know.
But I don't blame. What I want people to take away is that it is really important to talk about it. It's really important to let each other know. And it's really important to check in and to see, like, if there's something that's feeling a little bit off, maybe in your sex life, you're not doing it very often, your wife isn't wanting very often, like, is there something else? And I'm not pushing blame here, and maybe there's not, but it is something to just check in on. Is there something maybe that you're doing that might be making your spouse feel uncomfortable or unloved or unvalued, that they then don't have the desire to be intimate or, you know, like you would like them to be? So I just think it's something to think about, because it certainly affected our relationship, because I just got to where I desired less and less and less. And we just fought more and more and more. And we were just more and more and more disconnected. And that was a really big piece of it. And now we're on the other side, where you are respecting that. You are aware of my boundaries. I do feel loved and appreciated outside of that. I am getting the time outside of that. And then because of that, I enjoy my time with you so much more. I want to connect with you so much more. So it had such a beneficial effect for us. be aware. And maybe we're stereotyping that it's the man and the woman. It might be the other way around. The woman might be doing this to the man. Just be aware of your actions and ask your spouse, is that something that you're comfortable? Do you mind when I do this? You know, have a conversation about it. And just remember that just because she's your wife doesn't mean that it's your property. You just, as Joel says, it's to be respected, just as it was when you were getting to know each other. You didn't go and grope and grab when you're getting to know somebody. That's their body. And make sure you ask and respect boundaries. And it's going to serve your marriage so much better. So there we go. That was a hard one, huh?
It's just, it's such a real heavy and something very personal to us that
yeah.
I just look back and I really wish I would have been more wise in this area.
I wish I would have been too. On. And I wish I would have been able to use my voice more. But yeah. We're learning. We're getting better, right?
Oh, no, totally. We're getting better because we're peeling back all those bad habits and all those bad scars, or not erasing scars, but you know what I mean? Trying to heal all those scars that we created so early on in our relationship because we just, speaking for me, I just didn't have the wisdom.
Yeah, me either.
So,
yeah.
Anyhow.
Well, I'm glad we're sticking it out long enough to figure it all out.
I'm kind of glad we're sticking it out too, you know? I mean, we're, you know, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for being here with us today, for listening to us once again as we're processing our own stuff.
Look, I got to give a shout out to you because I'm proud. I'm so proud. You created the 21-day communications course out of necessity back when we were dealing with stuff like this. You just said multiple times, you got to communicate. You got to have these hard conversations. And you, that course was as a result of us and you learning through and figuring out and understanding and then putting it in practice of ways to get out of it. A 21-day course to help you communicate better with your spouse. So I don't really have a point to all that. I just want to say that, you know, I was thinking back like, dang, when you created that, it was as a result of us going through what we were going through. So I'm very proud of it. And I reference it all the time here. And I can't help but say it again. Like you're saying, you need to communicate that through. So if you need help or looking for different ways or better understanding for how you communicate with your spouse, you might want to check her course out. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, sweetie. Thanks for sitting here and getting uncomfortable with me because it's hard to talk about hard things, but I love that we do and we're better for it. And we hope you all will be better for it too and have those hard conversations. And we look forward to having you here with us next time on the Married and Naked podcast. Bye, everybody.